Daniel Torsch died in 2010 of a drug overdose. He was 24. Now his family is using their grief to fuel a drive to help others with addictions. And as WYPR's John Lee tells us in his second report on opioids in Baltimore County, the family is pushing the county to make changes in how it fights opioids.
Dan Torsch's older brother, John, remembers it was about 17 years ago.
I can trace his addiction back to one 100 milligram morphine pill.
They were teenagers, partying in Ocean City, drinking, smoking weed, snorting cocaine. John offered his brother the morphine pill. The next morning, John says he woke up with a hangover.
And all I wanted to do was just lay on the beach and, you know, maybe smoke a joint and eat some food. What do you think the very first thing was that Dan asked me when he woke up? Was, you got any more of those pills?
John says Dan clearly had a disposition for opium addiction. He struggled with it for 7 years until his death. John has been clean for 5 years. He's helping his mother, Toni, run the Daniel Carl Torsch Foundation. Toni Torsch, who lives in Perry Hall, says they want to help other families avoid such a devastating loss.
We felt that we were cheated from, there's a part of us that will never be the same.
They help families, particularly underinsured families, find treatment they might not be able to afford.
Unfortunately, you know, your financial means and your level of insurance dictates the type, length, and quality of treatment that you're going to receive.
Toni Torsch says they helped 126 people last year. Addiction experts say it's critical to help an addict asking for help right away. Otherwise, they might just walk away. And that's a huge problem in Baltimore County, where on-demand treatment is not always available. So the county has created a system of peer counselors who try to help addicts hang on until treatment is available. Baltimore County Deputy Health Officer Della Leister says the counselors are critical.
Because they are filling that gap. And probably 5 years ago, we didn't have nearly the peers that we do now.
Leister says lack of treatment is a problem statewide. Anne Arundel County has a program called Safe Stations. Someone who wants treatment for addiction can walk into a police or fire station in the county and start getting help immediately. But first they have to get to the station. Leister says Baltimore County instead tries to reach people where they are.
People don't have to come to us. We will go to them through EMS, through police referrals, through hospital referrals, through calls to our reach line.
There's also no long-term inpatient facility in Baltimore County, but that should change in July, when one is scheduled to open in the shuttered Rosewood Center in Owings Mills. The county started a needle exchange program about 6 months ago, something the city has had for more than 20 years. State Senator Clarence Lamb, a doctor whose district covers parts of Baltimore County, says the county has been slow in setting up programs and clinics because of NIMBYism, not in my backyard.
Finally now, I think we are turning a corner when people are recognizing that it's their family, their relatives that they know, friends, colleagues, coworkers, neighbors down the street that are addicted and they're aware of that.
John Torsch puts it this way.
It's time to take the gloves off. It's time to stop pussyfooting around this problem and being so politically correct.
Both the Torsch Foundation and the county provide naloxone training. Naloxone can reverse an overdose. The county also has a number you can call to get help, 410-88-REACH. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.